Zombie unicorns, AI PR spam, and the integrity crisis in research. The Economist's accounting of Silicon Valley's zombie unicorns, private companies that achieved billion-dollar valuations during the 2021-2022 funding boom but have neither grown into those valuations nor found an exit, drew 113 points and 63 comments. These companies are not dead because they are still operating. They are not meaningfully alive because they cannot raise at comparable valuations, cannot IPO without admitting the paper numbers were fictional, and cannot be acquired at prices that would vindicate early investors. Venture funds continue marking them at inflated figures because write-downs have not yet been forced, though everyone involved reportedly knows the numbers do not reflect reality. Elevated interest rates and the absorption of available capital into AI investment have kept the exit window narrow. Qualcomm's acquisition of Modular, the AI startup co-founded by Chris Lattner, creator of Swift and LLVM, drew 204 points and 76 comments. Modular's flagship product was Mojo, a programming language designed to bridge Python's usability and C's performance for AI workloads. Qualcomm's own AI chip efforts, centered on the NPU business in its Snapdragon lineup, provide an obvious strategic rationale for absorbing Modular's compiler and runtime expertise. The Hacker News community noted some concern that Mojo's development roadmap will now be shaped by what is useful for Qualcomm's hardware rather than the broader ecosystem. Workers at the Wikimedia Foundation's UK operation are seeking union recognition in what is being described as a global first for a digital media nonprofit. The story drew 97 points and 105 comments, a high comment-to-score ratio that typically signals genuine debate, with discussions spanning labor rights at mission-driven organizations and the broader landscape of tech worker organizing. A Science magazine report on medical students using research tools to generate methodologically flawed and potentially misleading studies drew 61 points and 34 comments. The pipeline from AI-assisted research writing to systematically compromised published literature is short, and the implications for evidence-based medicine are serious, even if the story has not yet achieved widespread circulation. Greptile's essay comparing AI-generated pull request spam to early email spam reached 230 points and 135 comments. The company, which maintains an open-source repository, reports a surge of AI-generated pull requests, minor text changes, superficial refactoring, documentation tweaks that improve nothing, submitted without meaningful human review. The analogy is precise. Email spam emerged when the cost of sending fell to near zero. AI PR spam is emerging as the cost of generating a plausible-looking code change approaches the same floor. Likely responses mirror the email playbook: filtering systems, reputation scores, and friction requirements for new contributors.